For decades, Diomede has scrambled to fund reliable air carrier service. Today, the small island community got one step closer to a long-term solution for passenger travel and mail delivery. As KNOM's Emily Russell reports, the U.S. Senate voted to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration with a new amendment that would guarantee federal funding for the Village of 100.
Diomede is smack dab in the middle of the Bering Strait, closer to Russia than it is to the continental U.S. The remote community relies on air carrier services for everything from milk to medication. That's why an amendment to include Diomede in the FAA's reauthorization bill is a big boost for the community.
This is a huge, kind of fundamentally important life, health, and safety issue for them.
John Bioff is an attorney for Kuwerik, the native nonprofit corporation for the Bering Strait region. Up until now, Bioff says he struggled to secure steady funding for air carrier services to the island.
To have to go back to the state every year, not knowing whether or not we're going to this year be able to keep the Diomede funding in the state budget is, it's horrible.
In 1978, the FAA established the Essential Air Service, or EAS, program. It subsidizes air carrier services to small communities throughout the country, including 60 in Alaska. But Diomede isn't one of them. It's had to rely on a mix of state and federal funding, which Kuwerik reapplies for each year. In 2015, Diomede received about $190,000 in federal funding and relied on state grants to double that. Senator Dan Sullivan learned about Diomede's dire situation a few months back. He's on the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee.
I recognize how difficult any kind of economic issues are without essential air service, particularly in some of our most remote locations. So we got to work.
The FAA reauthorization bill sailed through the U.S. Senate 95-3. The House is working on its own FAA bill, which does not include a special provision for Diomede. That one is bogged down over a controversial section that would privatize air traffic control. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.